In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take your insert for the 26th Sunday after Pentecost as we chant the intro.
The one who endures to the end will be saved. Let us sigh. merciful goodness, release us from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our weakness we have brought upon ourselves, that we may stand firm until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the 26th Sunday after Pentecost is from Daniel chapter 12. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no need.
epistles from Hebrews, chapter 10. Every priest stands daily at the service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit also bears witness to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days," declares the Lord, "I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds," then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Alleluia and verse.
According to St. Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he.' And they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them." And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
As we sing hymn 553, we gather the pledges to be presented at the altar. You may be seated.
Amen.
service to Christ and to one another in this coming year. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This Sunday and next Sunday are the last two Sundays in the church year when we consider the glorious return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, the focus is, the one who endures to the end will be saved. That was the last line of the gospel lesson and the first line of the introit this morning. The end of all things means the completion, the fulfillment, the culmination. We say, the end is in sight. You're going through a tunnel through the middle of a mountain, and you can see the light at the end. The end is in sight. The boss gives you a work assignment. You work on it all week. You finish it. You finish it. You complete it. The end was in sight. If you're going on a long trip across the country, you follow your maps, you follow the highways till you reach the end, which is your destination. Some of you are going through years and years of school at the university. The end is vocation, a career that you feel is best for you. The end is in sight. You graduate and you get to your goal. If you're hiking on the trail, if you're skiing down a slope, you're looking ahead, you see where you're going, you see the end is coming. Even when you're reading a book or watching a movie, you're waiting to get to the conclusion, to the end that wraps the whole story up. Well, today, Jesus says, the end is in sight, meaning the signs are all here for the coming of the last day, which was described by Daniel this morning in Daniel chapter 12. That last day, when the book of life is opened, Jesus separates the sheep on his right from the goats on the left. The goats on the left to everlasting contempt. Sheep on the right to everlasting life. And the promise that the Christians who believe in Christ and who are clothed with him will be wise and shine like the brightness of the sky, turning many to righteousness. They will be like stars forever and ever. This is the end that is in sight. That's coming when our Lord Jesus returns. So my friends, in the midst of these end times, until the Lord returns, we are doing exactly what the church is called to do. To preach the gospel, the good news to all nations. We invest in this congregation our time, talent, and treasures for that purpose. And one family in our church, early childhood, campus ministry, and international student ministry, we are carrying out the Lord Jesus' great commission in our generation for our people now to bring it also to the next generation. The end is in sight. Endure to the end. If we're going to do that, we'll look at three things that Jesus says. First, what are the signs of the last days of judgment and law? Secondly, how is the gospel being preached to all the nations, even through us? And third, in the sanctified life, how do we stand firm to the end to be saved? We begin with Jesus' words first about the signs of the last days. The context is Jesus is in Jerusalem. They've gone to the Temple Mount. And when you go to the Mount of Olives, it's higher than the Temple Mount. They're actually looking down on the Temple Mount. The disciples are bragging about the wonderful stones and the wonderful buildings. And they were indeed magnificent. But Jesus shocks them. He says, you see all those stones? Not one stone will be left upon another. They will all be thrown down. They're absolutely shocked. When is this going to happen? Jesus is indicating that one of the signs of the end times would be the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. And if you've ever read the history of Josephus, who was a witness of this, it's exactly what happened in 70 AD. The Romans had it with the Jewish nation. They came in, they burned the entire city, took away captives, took the silver and the gold and even the candlesticks to Rome, and tore down the temple brick by brick, stone by stone. If you visit the Temple Mount now, all that's left is a retaining wall, the Wailing Wall. Everything is gone. As Jesus foretold, all of it will be torn down, and it was in 70 A.D. So the end times are all the time from Pentecost all the way to the present time. These are the last days. But then Jesus continues, "Don't be led astray. Many will come in my name saying, I am he." The other gospels indicate there will be false prophets and false Christs. People who come along and say, follow me, whether it's Muhammad or Joseph Smith or the man who led the Unification Church or the Jehovah's Witnesses, endless cults, endless false prophets, and false Christ. Jesus says, don't be alarmed. These must take place. Deception from the unbelieving world. Then he described wars and rumors of wars, nations and kingdoms against nations and kingdoms. We see this. Just as soon as one war is over, another one breaks out somewhere else. And then when that one is over, another one erupts somewhere else in the world. Jesus foretold that this would continue in an unbelieving, wicked world in rebellion against God. It just continues. Then, even in an inanimate world, there will be earthquakes and famines, various places, and great upheaval. Paul says the rocks themselves are quaking, awaiting the redemption of Christ. Earthquakes and famines and volcanoes, great upheaval all over the world. We see this everywhere. But then he says, be on guard. They will deliver you to councils and synagogues and beat you as you stand before governors and kings. Christians will bear witness despite persecution, even for the highest realms of this world, to the governments and to the nations of this world. That's exactly what they did in the book of Acts. And he says, sadly, brother will be against brother, father against his child, children against their own parents, even putting them to death in their own families. You will be hated by all for Jesus' name's sake. Sadly, if you've studied Islam, you know people, and you know people in Muslim countries who died at the hands of their own family because they had become Christians. We will be hated by all nations for his name's sake. But Christ is indicating this is our privilege to speak up for Christ, even though the world hates us. You can compare the signs of the end time to a snowball. When I grew up in Ohio in the winter, we started at the top of the hill with a snowball that big. And as we rolled it down the hill, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. So by the time we got to the end of the hill, it was like this, a massive snowball. The signs of the end time are like that. They've all been in place since the day of Pentecost. But as time rolls on, there is more false prophets, more false teachers, more wars, more rumors of wars, more persecution. It's continuing until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. But Jesus wants us not to give up. He's saying, don't be alarmed. All these things are coming. And secondly, he says, you must preach the gospel to all the nations. That's our task. That's what we do here. That's what you do in your daily life. Jesus says, you will bear witness before others of the gospel to be proclaimed to all nations. Bearing witness means bringing the gospel to all people, the good news of Christ, to all of the human race. You know, there's actually only one human race. We have different colors of skin, different languages, different nations, but we're all the one human race. But we proclaim to all the nations in their own languages the gospel of Christ. And the Holy Spirit gives us words to speak. Ever since the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has come upon the church. We have the written Old and New Testament. We know exactly what to speak because Christ has given us those words through the Holy Spirit in the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel? In Hebrews 10 today, Christ was offered once for all a single sacrifice and now sits down at the right hand of God. The once-for-all sacrifice of Christ on the cross, the pouring out of His blood as the Lamb of God, as the High Priest who offered Himself, means all the other offerings cease. We need no more temple, no more slaughtered lambs and oxen. All of those find its culmination in Christ. He perfects us with the offering of Himself, the writer says. He perfects us and sanctifies us by the Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts and minds. Christ was offered on the cross once for all. He is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And He says to you and me, because of that, I will remember your sins and your lawless deeds no more. Complete forgiveness of all your sins. No more offerings can be made. Complete forgiveness of your sins. Just imagine when the pastor speaks absolution if he said this. Christ says, I forgive you all your sins, but not those, not these ones over here. No. He says, I forgive you all your sins. What if Christ said, I forgive you all your sins, but now you got to go make atonement for that and that and that, the things you did? No. It says, I forgive you your sins completely. They are washed away. Because Christ paid the sacrifice in His own body on the cross. Telling the world that good news is what the gospel is. Christ is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. You are in the world, so you have Him as your atoning sacrifice. This is the gospel we preach to all the nations. Then lastly, he says, the one that stands firm to the end will be saved. Now this is the life, the sanctified life of the Christian. To endure, to be steadfast to the end, whether it's the day of our death or when Christ returns, so we'll be saved from hell and brought into heaven. Stand steadfast. Have you ever gone down to the ocean along the beach and you saw a big strong man maybe 50 feet out on the water who was very strong, who could stand there and the waves were crashing in and they didn't knock him down because he was so strong and steadfast. That's a picture of you and me. We are that man. We're the ones that stand and we endure. The waves of this world do not knock us down because we are steadfast in the Word of God. He said you will be saved, that is, from hell brought into heaven. Jesus didn't come to save you from your mortgage payments. He didn't come to save you so you have a lot of money. He didn't come to save you from health issues. He came to save you from hell to bring you into heaven. And He guarantees, because we have confidence in the One who's entered the holy places of heaven, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The writer in Hebrews says, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, which we receive here at the altar in Holy Communion. He says, you have a new and living way open through the curtain of His flesh. When Christ was crucified and the darkness came over the land, the temple curtain tore in two. We have a great high priest over the house of God. We can enter in to the Holy of Holies through Christ's sacrifice for us. Therefore, the writer of Hebrews says, draw near to Him with a true heart, have full assurance of faith, being sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, a body washed with pure water, that is, in your baptism, holy water. Hold fast your confession without wavering. He is faithful. Consider how to do good works. Love one another. Encourage one another. And he says, reminding people to not forsake the gathering of the congregation in the divine service. Be here to be fed by word and prayer so you can stand firm in His word. So, my friends, in conclusion, Don't let anybody deceive you. Be on your guard. Don't worry about what the future holds. Trust Christ. Say what is given to you by God and be willing to even be hated by the world because of Christ. Stand firm, being justified by grace through faith. The Holy Spirit has given you His Word in baptism and teaching, Holy Communion and absolution. Yes, the day is coming. The end is in sight. Only the Father knows the day of His Son's return. But as we see the day drawing near, because the end is in sight, now endure, be faithful by word and prayer as we look forward to that day when the book of life is opened and we shine like the sun and the brightness of the stars, covered in Christ's righteousness, having everlasting life, being like the stars in heaven forever and ever. For you and me, from this day forward, may we always be those who heed the words of Christ. The one who endures to the end will be saved. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds, faith in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen. Turn to page 158. We stand to speak the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. O Lord, preserve your church throughout the world. Keep us ready in all times for your Son's glorious return. Lead us to proclaim with zeal his coming to the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Bless all pastors, ministers, evangelists, missionaries, and all lay people in our daily vocations to preach the pure doctrine of God's saving word that will never pass away. Give us faith that in Christ others too may know the peace that surpasses all human understanding. To that end, bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Early Child Care, Campus Ministry, and International Ministry. And bless Becky Bartlett as she serves in Taiwan. Lord, in your mercy. We give you thanks, Holy Spirit, for the fruits of the earth, that you guide us in our daily vocations to share our bountiful gifts with our neighbors in their time of need. This week, bless Matthew and Haley Brinkhead as they celebrate their anniversaries. Those who celebrate their baptism and birthday, Jonna Juke, Darren Davis, Pastor Keith Kettner, Nathan Hasbrook, Scott Hasbrook, Pastor Jonathan Anderson, Pastor Tim Gerdes, Sue Eby, Veronica Richards, and Wayne Stair. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Uphold all in authority, especially the President, the Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this state, and all judges. Graciously enable them to lead by your will and for our good. And bless Gabe, Mike, Emily, Alex, Calvin, Eli, Courtney, as they serve in the military as we continue to pray for peace for Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. And we thank you for the rain, but we ask that you would be with all those suffering from the recent tornadoes and hurricanes. Lord, in your mercy, behold your servants who are in any kind of difficulty and trying times, who are sick or afflicted. May your healing hand be on Kirsten Meyer, Rick Sturm, and Barbara Anderson, Barbara Tiller, Nancy Prasowski, Sue Eby, and Pat Lemke, Sue Favors, Kay Coffey, Betty Tinney, and Lisa Smith, Candy Darmody, and Barbara Stevenson. Lord, in your mercy, gather us from the ends of the earth with all nations to celebrate with the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, take the record of fellowship pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet, fill it out, and pass it to the folks next to you. Place the sheet in the basket of the narthex as you leave. We now gather the offerings. Please be seated.
Page 159, we stand to sing.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of fire and light.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body of Christ. They can eat the body of Christ. The body of Christ. They can eat.
Christ.
Your true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Canticle, page 164, we stand to sing. Strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Oh.